This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stated that 5 semiconductor plants of India will soon be installed in different parts of the country and the Made in India chips will be accessible to the world. Addressing Kautilya Economic Conclave in New Delhi, the Prime Minister said, India has moved from being an importer of mobile phones to being a producer. He stressed that there are ample investment opportunities in India in every sector. Mr. Modi highlighted that India is the world's fastest growing and the 5th largest economy. He said that the Indian era is being discussed amidst a global emergency and this shows how the world trusts India. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that government is committed to make defence industry export-oriented with India as a global manufacturing hub. Addressing the 7th annual general meeting of Society of Indian Defence Manufacturers in New Delhi, Defence Minister expressed happiness that the annual defence production touched a record high of 1.27 lakh crore in 2023-24. The minister called for increased investment in cutting-edge tech such as artificial intelligence, cyber defence, and autonomous systems to be future ready. President Draupadi Murmu today addressed a global summit on the theme Spirituality for Clean and Healthy Society at Mount Abu in Rajasthan. Speaking at the event, the president called upon everyone to join the central government's tree plantation campaign Ek Per Ma Ke Naam. Later addressing the Adi Gaurav Samman Samaroh at Mangarh Dham Banswara, President Murmu said that people of tribal society should educate their children and give them opportunities to move forward and spread their wings. She said that the government is with the tribal society. Home Minister Amit Shah has said that on one hand, the Modi government is adopting a zero-tolerance policy for a drug-free India and on the other hand, the involvement of a prominent Congress leader in the 5,600 crore rupees drug consignment seized from North India is extremely dangerous and shameful. Speaking at a public function in Gandhinagar today, Mr. Shah said, while the Modi government is taking the youth towards sports, education and innovation, the Congress wants to take them into the dark world of drugs. Mr. Shah said the union government has aimed to make India a drug-free nation to save our younger generations. In Chhattisgarh, at least 28 Maoists have been killed in an encounter with security forces in Narayanpur district today. Search operations by security forces are still going on. The number of Maoists killed in the encounter may increase. All arrangements have been made in Haryana for polling for the single-phase assembly elections tomorrow. Voting will be held for 90 seats in the state. The polling will begin at 7 a.m. and conclude at 6 p.m. 1,031 candidates are in the fray. The state has more than 2,354,000 eligible voters. A total of 20,632 polling booths have been set up for smooth conduct of elections. Chief Electoral Officer Pankaj Agarwal said that adequate security arrangements have been made at all polling stations to ensure free and fair voting. Director General of Police Shatrajit Kapoor said that 29,462 policemen, 21,196 home guards and 10,403 SPOs have been deployed at polling stations and other places. Counting of votes for three-phase assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir and single-phase polling in Haryana will be held on the 8th of this month. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will lead the Indian delegation to Islamabad for the SEO summit to be held in 15th and 16th October. Ministry spokesperson Randeep Jaiswal confirmed this at a media briefing in Delhi this afternoon. On Zakir Naik's visit to Pakistan, Mr. Jaiswal said India is not surprised that a fugitive from Indian justice has received a high-level welcome in Pakistan. Sri Lankan President Anuradha Kumara Dissanayake has said that Sri Lankan territory would never be used in a manner inimical to India's security interest. Mr. Dissanayake made these remarks during his discussions with External Affairs Minister Dr. Subramaniam Jaishankar. The minister was on an official visit to Sri Lanka, where he engaged in discussions with the Sri Lankan leadership a week after the new government assumed charge of the island nation. And that is the end of this news bulletin.